Okay, so it's Parshas Bechukosai on Inyani Lag Ba'Omer. So Lag Ba'Omer, the Och HaShulchan says, the Lag Ba'Omer says the following. He says in Simon Tav Tzad Gimel, Ube Eretz Yisrael, Marvin Bitfila, Verigirim Likroisa, he says, Hilula Derashbi. Ube Eretz Yisrael, Marvin Bitfila, Badlokas Neroz Al Kivro HaKadosh, Ve'Omer should be Stalek B'Yom Zeh, and the Shmo is that he passed away on this day. And not only the day he died, that's the day that he came out of the Me'orah, of the cave. Okay? And he brings out the Magen Avrom, Be'ateres Kenim, that there was a Godel who was used to say Nachem every day, and he said in Lag Ba'Omer, and he was Ne'anash. So the Och HaShulchan says that's the day that he came out of the Me'orah, and that's the day that he died also. And the question is, what's the Mekor that's the Yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Yochai? And where do you have this as a Mekor? And by the way, the Tvuos Ha'aretz, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, also says that he went to, he says like this, Belag Ba'Omer, he did the book where he went into the travels in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Belag Ba'Omer, Olchim al Kever Rashbi. They go to the Kever Rashbi, Shevi Labrznoi, Umadlikim Neris. And he says, where do we know that this happened? He says, it's Kohilo Drashbi. And v'chakarti v'darashti, says, Yisoy da'dovar hazeh, maya kavona hilula ulesimcha may yoisa v'imagli. What's the inyan asimcha and what's hilula? And then he says, no, perhaps this is the day that he was distalek. V'olal arkiya. V'oisa kol kach simcha ba'ilyoinim bekei ba'yisa loisa shomayma, that the simcha was so great when he died in the shomayim, at shenikar yom ahu, yom simcha v'ilol, that's the day of marriage. The Rashbi, Kidiskar B'Sofra Yidra. So that was a minyak of who, and that's all the people went, and that was the day of the Hilula. And the question is, what's the Mekor? Where does it say anywhere that that's the day that Rabbi Shimon Yochai died? So, the Blazer brought in his article, but the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel also brings out that the Lechora, the place is, it comes from the Pri Etz Chaim. Because the Pri Etz Chaim writes, the Lag Ba'Omer is Yoim Shemeis. Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And that's in the Tfus of not the first Tfus, but that was in the second Tfus. The Lashon the Tfus is of Dvorna. Which is the second Tfus. But, says him, that if you look at the Kisviyad, and the first Tfus is not Yom Shemeis, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, it's Yom Simchat Rabbi Shimon Yochai. There is a ches missing. So there's no such a place. And he says that Ki a ches meimis, he said the same way the Gemara in Brocha says, Ein harod meimit, el a chet meimit. Here is not a case that the chet is meimis, the ches is meimis. By taking away the ches, they killed Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Because it should have been Simchas Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and there was a chet that came out, so he became it read as Yom Shemeis Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and comes out that the ches is King Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But it says if you looked at the Kisviyad, is Yom Simchas Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and there is a letter that Rabbi Lezer brought brings on his article from Lubavitcher Rebbe that I didn't know, and he says that if you look at the Pri Etz Chaim, it doesn't make sense to see Yom Shemeis, because when the Pri Etz Chaim would be mashma, that he was one of the 24,000 Talmidim that died. And he says, it can't be, because in Shara Kavones, Beferush as Lag Ba'Omer, is that he's not also, the Shara Kavones brings down, like the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon Yochai is one of the five Talmidim that remained. So it can't be. Not only that, if you look at the Pri Etz Chaim, it doesn't make sense. There are many Ta'uyot and many Shibushim. So it cannot be Yom Shemeis. It has to be Yoim Simchas. Right? So there's no such a thing in the Shara Kavonis. In the Pri Etz Chaim, the Shara Kavonis, exactly. That's the Simchas, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And we'll soon see in a second why it's called Simchas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But the reality of it is the people that say that he was Nifter is not only the Chashulchan, but comes before the Balatanya in Isidur says the same idea. The question is, where did they get that from? That's question one. But even more, so if it's not the day Rabbi Shimon Yochai died, why is it Yom Simchas Rabbi Shimon Yochai? What's the Simcha Rabbi Shimon Yochai in this day? So the pre-chodesh in Shulchan Aruch asks a question. This is on second. Shulchan Aruch says that we end the Avirus on Lag BaOmer because the Talmid of Rebbe Akiva stopped dying. He says, stop dying? They stopped dying because all of them died. La simcha mazo is a simcha shel shoytim. You're telling me that you have a simcha? The only simcha is that they stopped dying if there were anybody who would be remaining. But here the 24,000 died. That's why they stopped dying. So says the Brichodesh must be because here is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Rebbe Akiva the reshus to continue and spread his Torah through the five Talmidim. The five Talmidim Shebador, the Rebbe Akiva went and through them he spread out Kol HaTorah Kula. The authorization, the right, the koach to do that was given on this day. And the Bechvel says the truth is the Shara Kavona says that. Shara Kavona says that this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Hurmana, gave him authority to teach to the five Talmidim. And that's Simcha Rabbi Shimon Yochai, because that's the day of the Smicha, the day got the Smicha from Rabbi Shimon Yochai, from Rabbi Kiva. And the question is, if that's the case, why is Rabbi Shimon Yochai Dafka? It should have been not only Rabbi Shimon Yochai, should have been the five Talmidim. And how does this thing mutate into the death of Shimon Yochai? What does it have to do with this? That's question number one. Question number two. We know from the Ramchal that it is so interesting that so many people, Balei Kabbalah, were not able to teach Kabbalah while they were alive. Look at the Ramchal. The Ramchal was the great in the Kubal. The Goyin says that probably in some aspects he understood even better than Reb Chaim Vital. And during his life, he taught to a very small group of Talmidim when he was young, by the group of Mevakshei Hashem, of David Valid, etc. But when he went to Esther, he stopped teaching. He was not allowed to teach anybody. He only becomes known 50 years after he dies through the Groan. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a chance for him to spread and to have many Talmidim while he was still alive? But the same thing happens everywhere, meaning from the Goyin. All the Goyin's Ksovim, we don't have anything directly from him. He came out posthumously after he passed away through his Talmidim. The Arizal never wrote anything. Whatever we know by him is only through Reb Chaim Vital and after he passed away. Because while he was alive, he had one Talmid only, meaning even though he had a group of Talmidim, the Arizal always said that he had only one Talmid that you could rely on, which is Reb Chaim Vital. So again, he becomes only known after he passes away, and then he safely becomes known. While Balei Kabbalah don't have Talmidim when they are alive, and that is something that is recurring, we see by the Goyin, we see by the Ramchal, we see by, what you call, we see this by the Arizal. Is this by chance, or is there something more to it? That's question number two. And the question number three is there is a minhag that Bnei Soscha brings down for people to go ahead in Lag BaOmer to play with a bow and arrow. That's a minhag kodum. It's a minhag like Achsidim, but Blaise Baruch brings taki that this is the minhag in Vilna also. He found a safe in the 1800s. They brought that the minhag in Vilna was also to have bow and arrow. And the question is, what has bow and arrow to do anything with Lag BaOmer? So Bnei Soscha has many ideas because maybe Reb Shimon Yochai, we know Lonira Keshes Biyomov, there was no rainbow during his life. So to remind of the rainbow, which looks like a bow, you have a bow and arrow. But the question is, what does the arrow have to do with anything? So he brings down, Taker Blaise Baruch brings down from some Achronim that they hold that perhaps some Achronim say that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva that died, maybe they died as, it says in the Gemara that Rebbe Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim, meaning how did he teach so many people? So he says perhaps these Talmidim are the followers of Bar Kokhba, I mean the soldiers of Bar Kokhba, because not Rebbe Akiva held the Bar Kokhba was a Mashiach. Meaning, how much and for how long did he hold that he was Mashiach? So the Ram and the Meir is Mashiach, he held that he was Mashiach for a long time. Meaning, he thought that he was Mashiach until he died. Some other Achronim and perhaps some Rishonim want to say that perhaps Rebbe Akiva did not hold the Bar Kokhba for so long. But be as it may, if you hold like the Ram, that he held of Bar Kokhba, perhaps those are the soldiers of Bar Kokhba that they died during this time. And they died by the Romans. And that's why perhaps also there is a minhag of the women. They don't work from Shkia Saham until after Svira Sa'oimer. It's very possible because during the war, at night, when the war rested, because at night they didn't fight, the women would take the bodies and bury the bodies. And those are the 24,000 Talmidim, 24,000 soldiers. If that's the case, maybe like BaOmer was the idea that there was no, that on that day, there was no death, meaning people did not get killed. And therefore, we people have the minhag to use a bow and arrow to remind of the wars of Bar Kokhba. Perhaps that's the idea of Mechtesi, meaning where does it say such thing? And what's the idea of the bow and arrow, and what's the significance of such a thing? Now, to answer all of this, I want to bring Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok goes in a more fundamental kasha. Here we sing like Ba'omer, according to a lot of, at least the traditional idea is that that's the Yortzeit of Reb Shimon Yochai. If that's the Yortzeit of Reb Shimon Yochai, we know that by a Yortzeit, the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't commemorate, we actually fast. The Sivan Tov Kufpei in Shulchan Aruch says that Yom Shemisanim Bahem are the days that Tal Tzadikim died, and we can even fast on Rosh Chodesh. Min Yaron HaKohen Da'an on Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Av, we fast. Bechad bin Nisan, Bosu bin Yaron, or the day of the Mesa Miriam, Zayin Be'odar, the Moshe Rabbeinu died, they're fast days. So why and how do we commemorate the Yortzeit Rosh Chodesh? So says Reb Tzadok in the Pritzadik, a Givaldik Radi, he says there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. The people of Torah Shebichsav in a Chinami that we fast when they, but the people of Torah Shebalpeh, it's a yontif of the day. And the ultimate yontif is when Reb Shimon Yochai passed away. And he says why? Look at the Medrash. There's a Medrash in Parshas Nosai. The Medrash says the following idea. Bale asupois. Emosai hem netuin divrei Torah bodam azeh. Meaning, when do divrei Torah become planted on the person? Bizman shebalev nosofim em. When the person who said the divrei Torah actually dies. Kozman sherabo ikai. Because as long as he's alive, huaya maflig loimar, as long as the Rebbe is alive, meaning you don't have to work very hard, you could always go to your Rebbe to ask him. But when the Rebbe dies, you have to work day and night to remember your Mishal, because you have nobody to ask from. So when does it become planted in you? Bizman the person dies. So the Pashup Shat is not only that then you have to remember, because you have to remember before also, because the Rebbe might die, then you might forget. But the idea is that in every Torah Shebalpeh, there is the Odom that's Mechadesh, and there is the author intent, what you mean, and how did you come out to understand something. But there is a Madrega that the Dvar Torah expands beyond the one who says it. And that's the idea of the emergence, meaning you see a Dvar Torah, you're gati, but is motzasi. You get to something way beyond what you have. That Dvar Torah way beyond that you have has nothing to do many times with the intention of the author. That's why that's how we approach the Torah Shebaal Peh. We can learn the Rambam, and irrespective if the Rambam actually meant that. Because the idea of the author is what the author says, but you transcend and you expand into something bigger. And this is evident when the author is not there anymore. As long as the author is there, you could ask the author, and the Dvar Torah is limited by the author. He's not only limited to him, it's limited by him. Once he's not there, the meaning of the Dvar Torah is that far greater, is that much more. And that's why Chazal say that in the day the person passes away, the Divrei Torah Shebaal Peh, they get into a madrig of true emergence, because you look it on its own terms, not in the terms of the author. That's what the Tzaddik says. So that's why he's a yontif by people who died in Torah Shebaal Peh. The ultimate example of this is Kabbalah. Kabbalah, there is no author intent. It's not what the author meant, because the author has no shaychus to it. In Dvar Torah Shebaal Peh, there is author intent, and you transcend, you emerge into a higher madrega. But the author intent, while is alive, there is. However, Divrei Torah of Kabbalah is something that there is never author intent. That's why Dvar Torah of Kabbalah is like Torah Shebichsav. The Aloch Shechan Aruch Sarav says, when you go ahead, and there are two things that you could learn, and actually, even if you don't understand, you may be Kasatayra. Is the Divrei HaZoyar and Torah Shebichsav. Because even without understanding, the words themselves have that koyach. And Lechoyra, you couldn't understand why. Because the Pasuk says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Lisa Lamorim Shavisa Shevi, Lakachta Matodes Bodom. The Gemara describes Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Malachim to get the Torah, and the Malachim wanted to keep it there. So the Pasuk says, Alisa Lamorim, you went to heaven, Shavisa Shevi, you captured something, Lakachta matonas, and you bought and you acquired a gift. So the Vistalivy already asks, one second, acquired a gift. Acquiring is something, a gift is something else. Acquire means you buy something. A gift, you get something for nothing. And the kasha is, he also has a shevi, means that you didn't even acquire anything, you just captured, but it doesn't belong to you. But I think, in my view, those are the three stages of Torah. Torah shebichsav is matona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, we do nothing for it. Torah shebal peh is lakachta. What means lakachta? That we give, yigia, we do our own understanding, our own preparation, our intent, and we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift of something deeper than we ever thought. The emergent state. That's lakachta. We give it, and he gives it back. But Torah divrei soid is shevi. It's actually capture. Because it's a hostage here. Doesn't belong to us. Is Torah shebashamayim divrei kabbalah is still bashamayim. And the reason makes a lot of sense. The Malachim said, Tna hoyitcha bashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, answer. What's the answer? That the Torah is no get to us. Klum shkina is beinechem, klum tachlus is beinechem. The divrei Torah is no get to us. Because it talks in human language. But that Dvar Torah is only what nogea to halacha, what's nogea to pshat. Divrei HaKabbalah is not nogea to us. So on that they have a taina. We have the ability to capture it, but it's really bashamayim. And that's why I state very interestingly in the Megal Amukis that Shevi is Berosh Teves Shimon Ben Yochai. Because Torah of Kabbalah is Shevi. Has nothing to do with the author. That's why it's a gilui min hashamayim. That's why in Kabbalah we see constantly that there are malachim teaching. One second, loy b'shamayim hi. You have the story, the malachim teaching, the goyim didn't want to because he wanted to do through his own gear, not because loy b'shamayim hi. The Ramchal had a magid that came. The magid may show him in Kabbalah. The Beis Yosef had a magid. What is the role of the magid? But it's very clear because there's only loy b'shamayim hi, what's nogea to aloha, the malakachta matones. But the shevi, it's really b'shamayim. And what it means is very important is that there is no Torah intent. Because it's not a regular Torah Shebal Peh. That's not something that we acquire. So indeed, this idea that Divrei Torah only become really Divrei Torah on an emergent state, when a person dies because the Torah intent, your own ideas, your own thought, the Torah is beyond you, it's always true by Kabbalah. Because the Kabbalah doesn't have the earlier stage. Kabbalah is there. That's why in the Zohar, whenever the Gemara says Toshma, come and listen, which is the process, the human faculties of thinking, in the Zohar is Tochazi, come and see. Seeing something is something which is completely away from you. It's Torah Shemich Savdik. So therefore, by Divrei Torah Sasoid, there is only Lachar Misa. As long as you are alive, that you have your own intentions, that's not what it is supposed to be. So Divrei Asupo is a Divrei Torah, only become Divrei Torah when the author is separated from it. It's a madrega in Torah Shebal Peh, but it's the essence in Divrei Hasoid. Mimela, all the people, well, yes, why the Ramchal, why they couldn't teach when the Olam Hazeh, like the Medrash says, as long as you teach in Olam Hazeh, is kibayochel your intent, how you understood it. That's not, you're just a vehicle, just a vessel. And that's why the idea of the bow and arrow. What's the difference between the bow and arrow and the sword? A sword kills right in your hand. A bow and arrow kills only from distance. The Divrei Torah of Kabbalah is a bow and arrow. Shimon Nechai can only teach from distance. As long as he is holding it, it can be taught. It can only be taught a Harmisa. That's why one of the Divrei Shmuel told me, if you look at the Shar Akdush of Rabbi Chaim Vital, of how do you acquire, how does a person acquire Kabbalah? A person acquires Kabbalah by being mevatil d'ani. When you mevatil yourself, you get Kabbalah. All the idea, all the preparation is to be mevatil the concept of anova, to be mevatil the anoichius. When you mevatil the anoichius, so then you could have Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh is as long as you are human and the human connection to it, in Divrei HaKabbalah, Divrei HaSoid, makes it not real. That's why Chazal always say that you can't learn his own, you can maybe in midaitoi. The idea is that it has to be a gilui min hashamayim, because that is bashamayim hi. That's why Rav Shimon ben Yochai, in this day, of Lag BaOmer is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Reshus Rabbi Akiva to be Mefarsim Historia to the five Talmidim. Who is the ultimate Talmid of the five Talmidim? Is Rabbi Shimon Yochai, because he represents what Rabbi Akiva is all about. What's Rabbi Akiva all about? Rabbi Akiva is a Soid HaEchod. It's a concept that is Meyachad, that's the Kenege, the Dibur of Bereshis, which is the idea how everything fits in, everything is Koilo. That's only Shayahu Divra Kabbalah. So Rabbi Akiva also is Megale himself only through Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But for that Gilui to be real, if he had the Rishus to be Megale, it means they had the Rishus to die. So the Kabbalah was, if this is the day which Rabbi Shimon Yochai is able to spread out Rabbi Akiva's Torah, it has to be that on this day he died. Because Divrei Torah, the Divrei Kabbalah, the Divrei HaZoyer, can only spread Lachar Misa when the Odom is not involved anymore. As long as you are involved, that's not Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, when you are not involved anymore, is Torah should be chsavdik. Therefore, if there is a reshus for Rabbi Shimon Yochai to be mefarsim the Torah, must be that he died on this day. So the Kabbalah was, the day that he was given the tradition to spread it, is the day that he actually passed away. So Mimela is very involved with the bow and arrow, because the bow and arrow represents that. The reason why he had to die, because Kabbalah is taught like an arrow, that you only teach away from the author. As long as the author is connected, he's not Divrei Kabbalah. So therefore he has to be disconnected from the author. And that has an implication that the way to learn Kabbalah is to be mevatel the author. And that's why the achona for Divrei Kabbalah is only one thing only, which is the bitul of the oni, and the bitul of the ani of the person is done to another, and that's the idea to receive that. We made it could understand that the five Talmidim, in our Parshas HaShavua, it says Yaakov Avinu Mole with Avov five times. Right? It says the Nasasa, it says in the Tanakh five times Yaakov Mole with Avov. And one of the places is by Yaakov, Zochart is Bris Yaakov. So Rashi says, why is Yaakov Mole? So says Rashi, because in this five times, the five times where Elio is Choser Vov, in this five times that Elio is Choser Vov, Yaakov Avinu got the Vov to be a Mashkun, the Mashiach will come and the Elio will come and ask Mashiach. The question is, why five times? The most important thing, why the Vov and what's kind of Mashkun? But the idea is very interesting, because the idea of Elio of Mashiach is that to be a complete connection between Odom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Vov. What is the Vov? The Vov is the letter of the Chibur. Right? The Vov is the Chibur between two things. So even though we didn't get Mashiach yet, but that Chibur still connects to us. The five is connected, the five parts of the Neshama. We know the Neran Chai, and the Yechida is the one that connects. So that Vov exists. Yaakov Avinu said that latently that connection exists. Rabbi Akiva wanted to bring Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva's Torah is the Torah of Mashiach. That's why he thought that Bar Kochba is the Mashiach, because Rabbi Akiva was in the Madrega of Mashiach. He's the Madrega of Echad. The 24,000 Talmidim means that the world was not ready to get there yet. But that kesher of Ichud of Yemoisa Mashiach in Olam Hazeh, keneged the five Vovim of Eliyahu, is the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they brought that there is a connection, the humans, there is a connection of Mashiach, of Hashem, Echad, Shmoechad, Afilu B'Olam Hazeh. That's the Mishnah, and that's the Gemara, that we create a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? That you see a Dvar Torah without a Mekor. Because the Dvar Torah expands and transcends the Mekor. Even though I think that this is the Mekor, the Dvar Torah alone is in itself irrespective of the Mekor. That's why the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush HaMishnah. Those five Talmidim, Stam Sifro, Stam Sifrei, Stam Mishnah, and the ultimate of it is Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that connection of Odom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a small experience of Mashiach. Mimela, that experience of today, the fact that Talmidim stopped dying, is that the Gzeras Misa of the Talmidim, which is the Gzeras Misa, that even if they were not Talmidim, they were not the Orioles of Bar Kochba. But the 24,000 Talmidim is that the Torah of Rabbi Akiva was not Shaykh in Olam Hazeh. That's why Bar Kochba couldn't be Mashiach, the Talmidim had to die. But this day is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Mashiach to be in some way here, which is the five volume of Yaakov Avinu has from Eliyahu, that Chibur of Eliyahu that is in Olam Hazeh. Those are the five Talmidim, and the ultimate example is Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the Torah Kibiyochol of Tches HaMeisim, because his Torah is only learned Lachar Misa. So the Torah of Lachar Misa, which is the Torah of Tches HaMeisim, is indeed Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and that's in this day, and therefore if there was a Hur Minah Min HaShamayim for him to spread the Torah, mean that he died on this day, and that's why this tradition, and that's why the Divrei Nechemiah says, Al Korchach, we have no Mekor Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai died. But it became known. This is the tradition that he died. Where do we know the tradition? We don't know. According to Rav Tzodek, is Givaldi, we know the tradition from the fact that he was given the reshus to teach. It means that he had to die. And therefore, it's the day of the simcha or the smicha of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the day of his petira.